Good morning, Patriots. You're all wondering, like, okay, what happened? I'm already getting these texts. What happened? Where are you? What happened? You didn't air at 5. Are you alive? Yes, I'm breathing. No, I'm not in captivity. No, the deep state did not bust in my door last night and try to sweep me out. So that part's good. We're all good so far. No, the Taliban did not send in an elite hit squad to try to get me for the things I said. Yes, I was tired. And yes, I did sleep in. Ding, ding, ding. Truth, truth, right there. Truth, right before you. I'll tell you. No, I worked last night. This is kind of interesting because, you know, we've done this show now for over 900 shows. And I have to really say, and I've said this before, there's only a couple times in that period that I've not hit the time mark, or at least close. And this morning, literally after working on the Jeep till after midnight last night, and you roll over and the alarm goes off and you can't even see. You're like, oh, this is not going to be possible this morning as we get ready for the greatest festival in human history, Bard's Fest. So, Bard's Fest. I just saw Armand Emerson say, yes, the life of a Jeep owner. No kidding. But he and I were talking yesterday, and he was laughing at me. He's like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. I said, what's that? He goes, you're a true Jeep owner. I said, why is that? He goes, because when I'm talking to you, I hear a ratchet going on the back as we're talking. I said, yep, that's it. That's how that works. He knows very well. Okay, so what am I so energized about today? Because next Thursday launches the greatest revival in human history. And you better be there. And you need to get your tickets. And if you haven't got your tickets, you need to swing on over there and check out the site and check out what's going on. And if you want to donate to help, we would be very gracious for that. The donations keep pouring in, and we're so humbled. It's such an amazing time. It really is. We truly, truly are at a point in history where this revival isn't just like a little thing. This is like, man, this is our battle cry. This is calling all patriots. Calling all patriots. Calling all patriots. This is your last call to save the nation. See, something like that. And I bet you got that alert on your phone this morning, didn't you? You imagine waking up to that? This is an emergency broadcast system. Calling all patriots. Stand the line. It's time to kick out Joe, the hand puppet of China. Get ready. Like, yep, we got it. We're coming. So, oh yeah, and by the way, I did have the expedition coffee this morning to get ready for the show. Give me 5 hours of sleep instead of my daily 3, and you better look out. You have no idea what's coming. Imagine that. It's crazy. Expedition coffee with 2 hours of extra sleep. Oh my goodness, you're in for trouble. That's what it is right there. So yes, we're getting excited about Bard's Fest. Anxious to have you all there. Anxious for this entire event to come together. Months of planning that we did. It really should have taken well over a year. An amazing team that has been working overtime and overdrive to bring this to you. Amazing patriots that have been donating to help make it happen. And an assembly of people here and around the world. We have, oh, by the way, we spoke yesterday to Clout Hub CEO, and their team is going to be there. That's going to be the new future great site for all patriots. And we have some amazing announcements to make at Bard's Fest of the teaming that we're doing with Clout Hub to bring you amazing things this coming year. So that's exciting. We have, obviously, Expedition Coffee is one of our sponsors. I wonder why that is. Hint, hint. That's another great one. And, of course, we have an amazing list of speakers of people that are going to be there. And just people that are going to blow your mind. Partly because they're going to bring God into your life in a way that we've never imagined. I think every single one of us is going to be so humbled and so fulfilled, we won't even know which way is up. God will be like, okay, stand back up now. We got to get you back to the fight. We're like, wow, that was something. He's like, I'm just going to shock your tail across the room. It is going to be amazing. So Bard's Fest, yes, Bard's Fest, the greatest revival, at least we pray for that, the greatest revival in human history. Definitely one of the most significant events in the history of our nation, and we're all part of it. That's the most amazing thing when you sit back and realize that what we're where we're really sitting right now is in history. It's not like, I wonder if my time there will be anything historical that they will write. I wonder if in my life there'll be any reflection point on what I lived. You know, some nonsense like that. That's kind of like the academic that says, well, I need to go to a leftist university and I need to rewrite history and I need to put me in it because I'm so special that I need to write about me. No, not like that at all, because that sort of history will end up flushing down the toilet anyway. This is the type of biblical history that we're in the process of doing, that the people of the world and the people of this nation come together in a single place, in a single location, and around the world simultaneously. And we're all coming together to put our focus and eyes on God, to humble ourselves before him, to just embrace Christ in our life, and to just celebrate the power and glory of all that he is, and to shake the foundations of this world. I had a friend yesterday do a global blast of emails to friends, and he has a lot of friends all over the world. And what was it for? Join the shofar blowing at Bard's Fest. Patriots, we have never seen anything like this. We are literally going to be blowing shofars here and all over the world at the same time. It puts chills up my spine. It puts chills up my spine. We are literally going to be shaking the foundation of this world. Be prepared. I have no idea what that does. I really don't. I mean, like, God's going to be like, are you ready? We're just blowing the horn, God. He's like, uh-huh. You're calling me, so I hope you're ready. We have no idea what that looks like. Sky split, earth shakes. I mean, we'll all end up being sucked away from here, and all of a sudden it's just like, okay, you guys are all coming with me. Let them have that place. Good, let's go. Let's get going. We got work to do. So we are literally on the cusp of greatness, and no matter what, you can't stop what's coming. I love using that term on its right way. Not in a Q sense, but in a God sense. You can't stop what's coming. Cannot stop what's coming. So, Patriots, that's what I'm excited about. I'm energized. Give me 2 more hours of sleep each day, and you won't even be able to keep yourself contained. You're like, man, what happened to Bards? What happened to Bards? We got a little God energy flowing through here, getting ready for this great event on next Thursday. So, for all of you that are sitting here going, I just tuned in. I have no idea what you're talking about. What in the heck are you yammering on about? We're yammering on about Bards Fest, B-A-R-D-S Fest, F-E-S-T. And that means you need to go over to bardsfest.com, and you need to click on that, and you need to read about that, and you need to get your tickets, or you need to donate to help make the greatest revival happen in human history. That's what needs to happen. And your donations are much needed as we continue to push forward to make this a Patriot-funded event. And when you check out the schedule, you're going to see that Mike Lindell is speaking on Friday. So what's going to happen there? On Friday, we're going to have Slipper Revolution Day. So you need to have your My Slippers. That's right, My Slippers. And you need to get those by going to My Slipper or My Slipper, MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com. That's right, FrankSpeech.com, and use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, and continue to support that amazing patriot. Because on Thursday, we're going to celebrate that amazing patriot. And it's going to be so good. So that is truly exciting. So a true confession to make, Patriots. And one of the reasons, ultimately, I had to get a little sleep last night. Yesterday's two shows, literally, I was feeling like I could hardly speak. I was so tired. So I was like, yeah, I think we're going to get another hour this morning. Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. There are passages in the Bible that literally sum up thousands of pages of text, and that's one of them. We are in a place right now that passage, I would hope that most would feel just how significant that is in this time in which we live. We are being thrown into a decision point, every one of us, a decision between worshiping and bowing down to a system and its tyranny and its leverage and its threats and its intimidation, or walking away and being free. And I don't see that this is going to get easier. I'm going to be clear. I've said this all along. They don't like our disobedience because they see themselves as gods. They expect us to be worshiping them, and this is not the case. We will not. We have seen what they do. This absolute clown show going on in Afghanistan, as they are now, we are witnessing 20 years of development and 20 years of promises. We are watching an entire culture get stabbed in the back. We are watching an entire culture implode. And oh, by the way, they're now starting the blame game. So I'm going to go on a little rant here this morning because this is an unacceptable situation. It has so begun now that they're going to try to throw the stain of this mess on General Scott Miller. Notice that General Scott Miller was not the commanding general when this clown show fell apart. General Scott Miller is a Somali veteran. He was on the ground. He's one of those guys in the Delta Force that when you don't know which one he is, but he was one of those guys in the Delta Force in Black Hawk Down that was literally saving the people on the ground. He is one of the most profound thinkers and one of the most innovative generals we have ever bred in our history. I have had the distinct privilege of working for him. I worked for him for a year and a half to 2 years or so in Afghanistan. I can tell you I have never worked for a better leader in my life. This man understands, not only does he understand how to win, he understands the principles of total war. And the most amazing thing is that he listens to his team, and he's one of the people that literally will receive, and I'm not exaggerating, he'll receive 300 to 500 emails a day, and he will respond to every single one of them. Never misses a trick. He had an amazing plan for moving out of Afghanistan. It wasn't easy. Everyone knew that getting out of Afghanistan was going to be difficult. You'll notice that traitor piece of dog poo, Milley, the first person he blamed was Scott Miller. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Scott Miller is a real fighter and a real hero. Milley is something that you would buy at Walmart. It was Chinese made, and then you get home and you find out that it doesn't fit, doesn't work, and worse yet, it was made by slave labor, and it has a piece of dog poo stuck to it. That's Milley. And Miller is an absolute true patriot. So if they start this, I need to make sure that all of you know out there, you have an obligation, in my opinion. You take it as you wish, but taking it from me, there can't be disparaging of this man. He did his job. And the sacrifices that he has made is beyond scope. He literally has sacrificed every single thing in his life to fight for this nation and to win. And what they're going to try to do is to try to pin the legacy of Afghanistan on him. Not going to happen. The legacy of Afghanistan sits on the shoulders of the hand puppet, Chinese hand puppet, Joe Biden, and his unbelievably twisted administration, most of whom are pedophiles and gender flips, most of whom probably have parties sharing each other. These are disgusting people in our government. And Milley now gets to sit in the camp with all those kid diddlers. It's disgusting. Miller is a true American hero. He has sacrificed everything for us. He is the type of general that literally we need to learn from for years and years to come. I had the honor of giving him the last briefing on the state of a certain program. It was his last briefing, and I was given the honor to give my piece of this program to him that last briefing before he left country in Afghanistan. That was in 2011. I'm telling you. It disgusts me to no end to see the gamester being played. And I'm just going to put this out here for all you DHS retards that are listening, all you CIA inverted clowns that think that you're cool, and all you other folks out here that think that you're going to troll this account, I just want you to hear my words really carefully. Miller's a legacy, and you know it. Keep your hands off. There's consequences to trying to mar American heroes, and this one you don't touch. So stay away. That's the only warning you're ever going to get, because what's coming after that is hell if you start touching that man's reputation. Don't go there. Patriots, it is time that we start literally honoring the greatness of our nation, celebrating our true heroes, and we have to start defending our legacies that we have. This disgusting group of people that are running this country right now, that are trying to steer us into a pit of hell, will not win, and we will not let them win. And that begins by humbling ourselves before God, but understanding what our real mission is here. If we accept the compliance to this pile of poo that's up there, I might have to create it. No, I couldn't do that. Man, I'll tell you, if I had an uncensored version, I'd be like George Carlson. Man, you'd be like, what happened to Barnes? It's like, whew, sorry, just had to have a download here about how I feel about the deep state. You'd be like, is this kid friendly? I'd be like, heck no, it's not even adult friendly. Look out. Anyway, moving along. So these people that are steering this nation, there is no punishment that is too great for them. This is a group of people that have knowingly encouraged people to take the shot, knowingly trying to poison our children, knowingly trying to destroy this society, this great culture, this great country from inside out. They have knowingly pulled this event off. You think about this. We've heard of false flags. Vegas, false flag. All these school shootings, false flags. All created intentionally to do what, some other agenda. Always done to create an agenda to confiscate guns or to spin the media narrative off one way or another. The casualty loss on some of those was anywhere from a few dozen to a few hundred. Those are significant. And the loss of life is real and painful. But I want you to think about what they just did. And I want just to burn into your soul and realize what they just did. They know that the audit results are coming. They know they've got their hand caught deep in the cookie jar. And in order to distract from an audit on a global level, they destroyed a nation. Hear me. They took 20 years of loyalty building in a nation. It has nothing to do with our right or unright to be in a country. We took 20 years of nation building in a country, of loyalty building, of building up an army. And they literally pulled the grenade pin and have let every single person in that country be exposed and ultimately tortured or subjugated to whatever other hell the Taliban have in mind to do so. And here's the great part. This is what they did simply to cover their butt for stealing an election. Does this tell you the magnitude of what we are dealing with here? Afghanistan is going to go down in history as the greatest false flag ever created to divert attention away from the greatest crime ever perpetrated on a society. There can be absolutely no escape from the justice they have to face. This is a level of justice that has to pass on to generations, and it begins now for you teaching your children and indoctrinating the truth of children that these people must never be forgotten and must be pursued until the end of days, including all that are in their family line. I'm not kidding when I say this. We are never going to restore this nation until we take a firm stand and we pursue these people, including all of their lineage that they left in this world, to hold them accountable, and that includes their children, because the crimes of the father are passed on to the children. They must face justice, period. End. This is the new level of Nazi hunters that we have to bring about, because we have to go on a point where they know that they can never escape and never will be able to escape. There is nowhere on this globe that they can hide. What these people have just done to a nation. The latest news, and it comes from Oliver North. I have no reason to disregard this truth. because it all makes sense with what we're seeing. Apparently, not only did we abandon our embassy, but we left behind all of the information on every Afghan that has ever worked for us. I want you to think about the magnitude of that on an internal sweep. Every one of these people is going to be tortured, rounded up, or something. And they have no problem doing it. You're dealing with a group of people that, on a global level, has now Taliban, who I said this yesterday, and I said this tongue-in-cheek. I said, I can't believe I have more in common in some things with the Taliban than I do my own government. And sadly, there's certain truth to this. And let me explain why. The Taliban have banned, the vaccine. What do you hear out of Washington? Crickets. What are they telling us? You must take it. The Taliban banned it. The Taliban are carrying a ruthless hand and building a strong nation state, whether you like it or not. And they're moving fast. This was extremely well organized. This has been incubated for months. And that tells me it's been incubated, and the people that needed to hear that intel weren't getting it, and the people that knew how to help that along were involved in it. The bad guys. Probably our own taxpayer dollars too, which we know is true anyway. This is an absolute mess, and it was designed to be a mess. And at the end of the day, when we reclaim this nation, and we will, there are going to have to be some reprisals for all that has been done. We have an obligation as a country not to be the policemen of the world, but we equally have an obligation to this nation to help those free their nations from oppression. One can argue, and I have, that the natural state of Afghanistan is an Islamic state, and it is. But it's not an extremist Islamic state. Afghans are not extremist by nature. Matter of fact, if you as you get to know Muslim or Islamic version of in Afghanistan's version of that is what I'm trying to say. It's much tempered. It's not an extremism. That extremism's coming from outside. It's being imported probably from Iran, who's looking to build this in network and this stronghold as they partner up with China. There has to be consequence, and especially it begins on our soil, that we have to show the world a ruthless justice of those that betrayed a nation and betrayed us, all for the sake of trying to protect their backside from an election that they stole with the help of countries around the world. Just me saying this today marks me as an insurgent in my own country based on what the DHS has said, because what the DHS, and I'm sure they're listening, so hello you monkeys, I'm hoping you're here and enjoying yourself. Maybe you'll get some Jesus and get yourself back to being an American again. The DHS has now listed that anybody that speaks out against the injection, the death shot, this bioweapon that they're trying to put in people's body, or if you speak out against anything that this administration does, if you proclaim your love for God, you are now an insurgent in this country. You're now considered a potential future threat. It's stunning where we have fallen, and this cannot stand. You can't have agencies trying to overwrite the Constitution. It just can't happen. And that's the problem we have right now, is we have these unelected officials trying to steer policy for their own insurgent means. Going to read the paragraph that's critical for everybody to remember, and hopefully at some point everybody should memorize. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms at which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, invices a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. We're here. You notice the couple things about this passage. One is it says that our Creator gave us certain unalienable rights, that among these, keyword, among these. It doesn't say the only ones, but it says among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That does not translate to life as long as we decide not to abort you, liberty, or send you on to some foreign war to kill you because it's a political benefit for us to gain some leverage on an oil pipeline or something. Liberty does not mean that your liberty is given to you as long as you comply with a mask or take an injection. It doesn't say that because God doesn't play that way. And three, the pursuit of happiness means that each individual can achieve and pursue what a level of happiness within the framework of what God works and when our great Creator offers us. Isaiah 1:19 to 20. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. That is at the core of the Declaration of Independence, in my opinion. Because when it gets down and it says that it is our right to alter or abolish such government that violates this framework, and ultimately that it is our right and our duty. That word duty is so understated in this day. Our duty means that we do not stand for this craziness that's going on. A government that is not only illegally installed, that it stole the election with the help of foreign powers, an insurgency to steal our nation from us, and to install a hand puppet regime controlled and manipulated by China, by the Bank of London, and by the Vatican. Most importantly, China. It cannot stand. What they have tried to do now is to try to humiliate us to such a degree on a global level that they were hope, and they were, their hope is that we can never reclaim our prominence on a global stage again. That the humiliation of Afghanistan will hopefully be so great that no nation will trust us. I will say this, with the current state of affairs, no nation should trust us. Not now. But here's what I'm also going to caveat that with, and it's this. We have an obligation and we have a duty to restore this nation to its greatness in the world, a nation which God blessed us, a nation which has God sitting on its throne above all things. We have an obligation and a duty to ensure the safety of this land and the continued prosperity of God's kingdom. That does not mean in any way, shape, or form that Luciferians and crazy nut jobs like we have, pedophiles and gender flips get to run this nation, period. And if that steps on the toes of the LGBT community, good. Because it's an abomination the way these people live and the way you all in the LGBT community choose to live. You need to get right with Jesus. You need to get down on your knees and you need to repent. And you need to start walking a godly way because God did not endorse this sort of lifestyles. In fact, anything but. Just read Sodom and Gomorrah. They hate these stories. These demons absolutely abhor these stories because they don't want us to believe that God would be so wrathful. God is wrathful. When you violate his laws and walk away from him, God is wrathful. We have an obligation now as Christians, as lovers of Christ Jesus, to begin by humbling ourselves and now to stand boldly in the gap to bring this nation back. And it's not going to be easy. That means the way we do that in the long term is to restore this nation by the leadership of those that hold Christ in their heart. The one thing I can assure you, and it's the one thing that we witness with our founding fathers, we won't always get along. If you read the Federalist Papers and you read the stories of the development of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, these were impassioned men. They were impassioned debating men. They led these debates with everything they had in their soul. But here's the most amazing thing. They could do that without going to fights. They could do that without burning down cities because they had a common goal. They sought for the betterment of a nation and the betterment of a people. But they also argued with Christ in their heart, meaning they could debate each other and still come to one common understanding. And at the end of the day, God sits above us all. And with that, we have a binding unity amongst us. There is no question, and I always get this, our founding fathers were Freemasons. Yes, they were. Many were. That is a side story when you look at how the documents were constructed. And you see how God's hand has worked in these. These documents truly are powerfully blessed in a structure that is built around the biblical laws of God. Whatever they intended or whatever they were did not distort the power of the founding documents in which we have. That's something, that's one of the reasons people need to read our documents and read them regularly. As I've said many times, we are in a period of time when there should be in hard copy in your home and in every one of your prepper kits and in every one of your go bags and all the different things that people do to protect for the end of times, which, whatever. But in your home, there needs to be a Bible, a hard copy of the Constitution, a hard copy of the Declaration of Independence, and a hard copy of the Bill of Rights. And if you can get a hard copy of the Federalist Papers, throw that in there too. Depends on how much space you have when you have to race out of the house in 30 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. This is not the end, Patriots. In fact, what's so glorious about next week at Bard's Fest is this represents the beginning. For me, and I don't know how we'll celebrate this in the future, but for me, what we are about ready to do next week represents something like the Continental Congress when it came together to draft the new Constitution. What's coming out of next week is an assembly of patriots to reaffirm the glory and the glory of God among everything in this land and to reestablish the importance and precedence of those founding documents with God on the throne above all things. This is how we fight. We begin there on our knees and stand boldly, knowing the strength that we are willing to sacrifice everything for the glory of this nation, not because it's got a red, white, and blue flag above it. I could care less what the flag is, as long as it's not a communist sickle and a red one, because then I'd have to burn that one. By the way, have you ever seen anybody burn a communist flag in our nation? Nope, but sure you do see a lot of American flags getting burned. Welcome that sort of idea. Anytime anybody wants to get a bunch of communist flags, pour some gas on them and burn them, that'd be fine with me too. The point is of all this is we have to literally put our focus and commitment to what this land truly is. This is a blessed land by God, and our mission in this world is to expand God's kingdom. If, as long as this government is hand puppet, foreign-controlled government is in power, that doesn't change our mission. Our mission remains consistent every single day, and that is what? To occupy the land and to expand God's kingdom. To hold people, to bring about the return to God's laws and the love of Christ across this world. We have always been at odds in a war, so to speak, from the beginning. And it's time that we wake up to the warriors that we are, that God put us here to be. And that doesn't mean you have to be a warrior carrying a steel sword. Every one of us is a warrior in God's army for the many gifts and talents that he's given us. And when we embrace the power of that, when we embrace the strength of what that means in a nation, that means that every single one of us at one point or another is helping stand on the wall and be a watcher of the wall. It is a point where we must be able to have the watchers, we have to have the builders, we have to have the curators of knowledge, we have to have the innovators, the teachers. We have to have all of this in our nation. And that means we come together as one. And at this point in time, since there is so much corruption in the moral and ideological sense in this nation, because we've stripped away our relationship with God, we have to take the remnant, and the remnant has to stand in the gap, and the remnant has to take back this nation by getting control again of the leadership positions to steer this nation back to the center point of God. I've heard people say, well, I won't wear my religion on my sleeve. Now, you know what? I'm going to wear my religion on my sleeve, because this nation without it is a complete crap hole. All we have to do is look around at this crazy insanity that's going on in our world. An insanity where racism is openly taught now in schools under the term critical race theory or whatever it is. We are in a place where every single thing under the sun to totally destroy the creation of God's beauty is done with joy. Parents are destroying their children by mandating some sort of gender flip, surgically altering their kids, giving them beta blockers, all sorts of other horrible things to literally destroy them as a human being. Every one of those parents needs to be hung at the end of the day. This is a harsh reality that we face. And when you think about what we're talking about, we're talking about a very harsh level of justice. You cannot walk in a world and literally crush God's creation and think you're going to get away with it and it's okay. It is going to take a strong backbone. It is going to take an enormous amount of grace on one level and an enormous amount of iron-fisted justice. And it must happen. All of this must be led by God. People right now have a hard time that are sitting in the pew category, those pew marshmallows, that have been indoctrinated into a belief in our faith that we must accept everybody. We must forgive everybody. My form of forgiveness is simple. When I forgive somebody, it's even an abominable act. It's to pass it off to God so that my anger and my ire or my pain is not put on me because of them. That forgiveness is to let it go out of me. That does not change my attitude towards justice, nor does it change my attitude towards my mission here. Ultimately, the crimes against humanity must be atoned for, and these people that are in power are racking up a list of crimes against humanity that is enough to write a book about. And I don't even know that we have definitions for the level of destruction that they're waging on this world. From the bioweapon that they've gleefully encouraged everybody to inject, to the destruction of children's minds, to the abortions that we've done, to the destruction of nations willfully and wantingly simply to promote their own agendas and accomplish their ends. It has to stop. And it's only going to stop if we the people stand up. And the only way we're going to do that is to become strong in the foundation of our faith and God and move forward with that in our heart in a way that only God can move. And that is what's so great about what's happening next week. We literally are coming together to reestablish the focal point of the true intent of our nation, the true center point of all that we are, and we're doing it at the heartland of our nation. Bartsfest is not a small thing. What it started out as and what God has led it to be is truly profound. And it is in a moment for us to literally reset this nation in such a foundation, in such a way that the way forward is clear, our determination is unwavering, our commitment to God is relentless and convicted, and in the end of the day, we will retake this nation, mark my word. We will retake it in God's name, and it will once again be a great nation, and we will atone for the things that have happened around the world in the rightful way. But we will equally show the world that we are uncompromising in our direction of what we believe. And most importantly, for those that have violated that path to try to disdain God's name, we are all now Davids. And it's the most important point of this today to think about, is that David stood up to Goliath and he stepped into the gap. He didn't wait for God to come there and punish Goliath. He stepped up as an agent of God, boldly standing in that gap. And he called out to Goliath and told him, "You will not defile my God. You will not defame my God anymore." And because this is the God's This is the Lord's army. This is the Lord's war. And he stood there as one man against Goliath and killed Goliath. And as promised, took off his head and fed it to the birds. We need as many Davids as possible right now to boldly stand in front of these people and make them understand. When you sit at a city council meeting and they ignore you, that's not acceptable. That isn't a place where you say, okay, your time's up, mister. You can't talk anymore. No, it's not up, because this isn't your country. It isn't. It is our country. We need to stop our this discussion so we can pass this illegal measure, which the people don't want. You better storm the castle, people. That is not going to be acceptable anymore, and it can't be. You cannot be intimidated to bow down to this evil. You cannot be intimidated to let them dictate to you how this country is going to be run, when in fact they are subordinate by design to us, not the other way around. Just because they sit behind some big table or some big executive desk or whatever it is, council table, and they try to look down upon you as if you're some plebes or some slaves, that is not going to happen. You cannot allow them to dictate the destiny of this. Not in these public positions where they're elected. And the problem that we have is this happened too much. So hopefully after the next week, as we bring that power and faith of God back within us, the strength with which he gives each one of us, that love for Christ and the walk that we make, hopefully you'll start to feel that energy once again, that strength to carry you, to be a David, in this time, for such a time as this, meaning that we are going to stand at all costs to save this nation, to humble ourselves before God and yet to stand boldly as warriors of Christ, to flip the tables as needed, and to speak the truth, to shed light on the darkness, and to stand, no matter what the cost, for what this nation truly is. This handful of insurgents needs to go. They are pure evil, and there is no other way to say it. And this nation will be steered back to the foundations on which it was intended. I will guarantee you there isn't a leftist in the world right now that hates what I just said. Good. I hope it pisses them off to no end, because we're coming. We're coming like we've never come before. We are a storm, and they will never forget the damn storm we're going to bring. Because in this storm, God's making the winds blow. We're simply walking with him. And God help you if you decide to defame God anymore. We're done. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this time and in this moment, we pray for the strength and the glory that you bring to us, each one of us, your children, to stand boldly in the gap and to be unrelenting in our pursuit of truth and the love of Christ within our lives. Lord, we ask now that as we step forward into this coming week, as we assemble across the world for what we pray to be one of the greatest events in human history, to, in your name, reclaim this land, to call all patriots around the world to be emboldened with the strength of Christ within them, to stand boldly in the gap, to raise up and to proclaim your name publicly, to proclaim our love for you in all things, and to step forward now as we are warriors in this time to reset this world and to expunge the evil. Give us the strength, Lord, as we go forward. Give us the courage when there is doubt. Help us expunge any of those evils or anxieties that rest within our heart. Let us stand clearly as Christian warriors in this time to set this world straight, to reclaim our land and the many other lands that have been thrown asunder to the hands of darkness, for their own agendas and to their own pleasure of watching humanity be destroyed. This can happen no more, Lord. And in these coming days, as we assemble around the world for a single festival, bless us, guide us, protect us. Let the glory of all that you are be known and be seen by the many. And let there be no doubt as to who the remnant is and the strength that we carry. For let them quake in the idea of even hearing the word, the remnant. Let them know that we are march on the move and on the march. Bless us, Lord, in this time that they may hear and understand those words with all the force that you can bring through us. That once again, when we speak your name, when we speak the name of Christ Jesus, they bow and understand the power that is upon them. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Time to fight, patriots. Time to get ready. The storm is here. And we are it. God is with us. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. This is time. This is our time. And we are here for such a time as this. Everything is on the table. Leave everything on the field. Leave nothing behind. What we do coming forward here will define the future of the nation, and it rests on our shoulders. Kid yourself not. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in this particular time, he's moving boldly through us. And know that he will win. Have a blessed day. I'll see you tonight for Bards FM. Until then or until the next time, God bless. And out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're riding your hand in mine. Freedom, the song we're humming. You can't stop the storm from. Revival.